morning, brothers and sisters. That the NYT has the precious experience, just like this hymn, He Hideth My Soul. For the past 2 weeks, I think God has hide our soul in the deep inside of His temple, Bowen Park, California, TJC. We are all well protected. Just like when Moses saw God, God said, okay, I'll hide you in the cleft of the rock. I'll hide you, I'll protect you. Because at that time, nobody can see God direct, face to face. Anyone who sees God directly, face to face, shall die. So God protected Moses, hide him in the cleft of the rock. So today, also in the past 2 weeks, we are also hiding somewhere here, right? I think our wealthy friend cannot get hold of us because your cell phone is supposed to be switched off. No Facebook, no MSN. Basically, we are hiding ourselves here in the deep inside of God's presence. But of course, tomorrow we'll be out. As soon as we are out of the door, devil is waiting for us. Temptation started to come. But don't worry, we have Lord Jesus Christ. As soon as we do our daily spiritual cultivation, daily spiritual scripture reading, stick ourselves close to God and His church, there's nothing can harm us. Because God has hidden us, our soul, into His presence. We continue to study Holy Spirit. One of the symbols is the dove. Even though your test has finished, but what should you do now? You should still be taking notes. It's good for yourself. It's good. And maybe next year will be test. But once again, the Word of God is not for getting a marks, but for our own good. So, I'd like to continue to share Holy Spirit like a dove. Why the Bible used dove to represent the Holy Spirit? There must be some reason. We talked about 2 points already a few days ago. Now we talk about a third point. Doves love to go home. He knows where he's come from. Let's read the book of Isaiah, chapter 60. Isaiah, chapter 60, verse 8. Isaiah, chapter 60, verse 8. 60, verse 8. Who are these that fly along like clouds, like doves to the nest? Here the Bible tells us. Who are these who fly along like clouds? Now, clouds in the skies, it's really flying. According to the wind, very fast sometimes. Like doves to their nests. Doves also fly very fast when they need to fly fast. But where usually the dove is flying toward? Of course, in the morning time, the dove will go outside to find some food for his baby, for the family. But at the evening, it's always going back to the nest. And dove has a very special feature which other birds cannot compare, which is his so-called orientation, or GPS in our term, positioning, which when people discover in the ancient past, you blindfold a dove, put it into the car, drive for a few hundred kilometers, and you open the cage, unfold it, and let the dove fly. What happened? The dove go up, circle around a few times, check his orientation, and dove find his way home. Always. And of course, there's some special breed which is even better, even hundreds of kilometers. They can always find a direction, go home. I think which is God-given, this special gift, give this to this animal. Wow. That's why this is called raising pigeon. They will take the shortest time trying to race and go home. Nobody tell him how, but I think God already programmed. Today we have the GPS, right? Anyone of you drive using GPS? Anyone? You don't have GPS yet? No? But nowadays, GPS built into the car. When I'm in Vancouver visiting church members, I have the GPS. This one good thing is GPS is what? When you're lost, Or when you want to go home, you've been to the new place and you don't know the way home. I just press what? Home button. And it will lead me home. Turn right, turn left, turn right, turn left. Oh, go home. It's kind of good that you always would not forget the way to go home. Now, Holy Spirit like a dove. These special characters like to call home. If a person feels the Holy Spirit, he'll always love to go home. Where is our home? We have two homes. One is our physical home. I think after 2 weeks here, will you love to go home now? See your beloved husband if you have one, your beloved wife if you have, or your nice room is waiting for you. Ah, the bed. I've been sleeping in the ground for 2 weeks now. I really want my bed. My own shower, my own comfort. Home is very comfortable. That's why we all love to go home after some other traveling experience. But of course, we have another home, spiritual home. Where is our spiritual home? The true church is our spiritual home. Yesterday night, we talked about the true church is our what? Yes, our mother. Can you imagine your mother cook a nice meal, hot, your favorite food, waiting for you and call you, hey son, where are you coming back for dinner? Are you coming back? I've cooked the best food you like the most for you. And you go outside, you're tired, you're working hard, you're working overtime, and you are by yourself, and you heard your mom call. Also, yeah, I'm coming home for dinner. Please wait for me. Reserve a portion for me. Oh, that's when you go home, you eat the dinner. Feels so good. Spiritually, it's the same. When we're wandering outside in this society, working, studying, whether it's in campus or you're working in another city by yourself, don't forget to go home. The home is the church of the living God. Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Grady, can you read for us? Underline this verse, brother and sister. House of God is the church of the living God. This is our house. This is God's house. So Holy Spirit will lead us home. Is a person filled with the Holy Spirit? Our heart is always in the church. There was a testimony I heard, I was very touched. In UK, there was a sister living in the UK for a while, never go to church because of her own weaknesses. Her mother was a deaconess, and her mother traveled from Hong Kong to London to visit her, to be living with her, settle down there. The mother is a very fervent member. The first thing the mother landed London, she asked the daughter. She didn't ask the daughter, oh, where's Chinatown? Let me go to get some Chinese food. Or let's go sightseeing. The first thing the mother asked the daughter is there a church here? Is there a true Jesus church here? Because the mother has strong faith in God. Every week she goes to Sabbath for decades. And how can I not come into church? So she asked the daughter, is there a church here? The daughter, since has not been absent from the church, so she replied, well, I think there is a church. I heard that there is a church, but I never go. The mother said, let's go to find it. I said, wow, find it is difficult, right? London is so big. How can I find a particular small building? Our church is not a landmark, it's not a Westminster, some big chapel or cathedral, something like that. So how can you find it? But my daughter, okay, just drive you around and see whether we can find it. Just see our luck. But the mother has been praying in his heart and her heart. Oh God, please lead me home. I want to find a church so that I can go. And guess what happened? Miraculously, after a short while, they went to an area, residential area, just circle around, the mother find out, the signboard, 真耶稣教会, True Jesus Church.
Oh, my home is here. Find a church. And since then, every week she asks her daughter to bring her to the church. And of course, the daughter comes back to the church, plus the children. Why? Because this mother, everywhere she goes, she always asks the question, is there a church? Is there a true Jesus church? When we go for tourism, for a while, you get tired of seeing everything, I tell you. Now you're young, you still haven't been to many places. You think, oh, go places, you're excited. Oh, go to see things, excited. Shopping, excited. But tell you, after a while, you travel the world, you see there's nothing new. It's always buildings, whether it's old or new buildings, the same. Right? It's always shopping, okay. Scenery, you take 1,000 pictures and then go home, everything the same. Really, you take thousands of pictures and go home, it's not much meaningful. But when you travel, if you're always focused on, oh, I really want to visit our church in that city. I want to see the brother and sister. I want to have fellowship. I want to listen to testimony. You see, wow, your home is everywhere. TJC is around the world. Just like when I was in Taiwan, I go nowhere else. I always visit the church. Or I visit the mountain area. Oh, mountain area. I see so many church buildings. So many testimonies. And of course, so many fruits too, because they are a fruit farmer. I was so enjoying my trip there. So, everywhere you go, first, you think, if you want to locate to a new city, ask yourself a question. Is there a true church there? Is there a true Jesus church there? If not, think twice. If your faith is not already very strong, if you cannot evangelize, bring people, preach, bring them to church, and you're going to a city where there's no church to study or work, I tell you to think twice. Or three times. Ask God, see whether God allow you to do so. Because basically, if you're going to somewhere there's no home, far from home, from a long period of time, our spiritual level will go very weak. And if we are working, even though we are very busy, you're studying very busy, we have to fly home to recharge. You know, there's some kind of a robot vacuum, right? The small one. They call it iRobot, is it? What does iRobot does? Oh, iRobot can, by design, can vacuum by itself, right? Everywhere, find the dust. Vacuum. But what happened? After he done the job, what must he do? He find his way back to the adapter, back to the charger. And then charge, and the next morning, we'll do the job. So when we are at home, we are charged. Spiritually. So after one day we all go out and going back to our own places. We'll work for God, whether you're MVP, local church, go to Africa, anywhere, doesn't matter. But don't forget to fly home always to church. And also NYTS is your home. Right? Once in a while, every year we come here to recharge. It's very special, very precious. Now, one more point here. The church that God can consider it home will send the Holy Spirit there. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Sam, you know, read for us.
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
This is God's house, the true church, which has the truth, the foundation of apostle and the prophet, Lord Jesus Christ, the cornerstone. Where is Lord Jesus Christ abiding with us? Through the Holy Spirit. So today we are in this precious house of God. It's very blessed. The second point I would like to share is the dove is a symbol of peace. That's why today United Nations even used this dove. Dove, when having an olive branch on its mouth, is always a symbol of peace. This is universal, even different culture, even now, even modern, we all agree. Because pigeon or dove, they never fight. They're never really aggressive toward people or to its own or other birds, unlike hawk or eagle, they are strong, they're aggressive, they can fight, they can prey, they can attack other birds. But dove never does that. It's very peaceful, very calm, very gentle, very peaceful. What does it mean? Holy Spirit is so gentle. Holy Spirit is a mediator, bring peace. You know why we have no peace with God sometimes? Why our heart is not settled? Before you come here 2 weeks ago, how did you feel your heart? In our heart, I think 2 weeks ago, a lot of struggle, a lot of sin, a lot of worries. If we are not at peace with God, of course, in our heart, there's no peace. But if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, look at us now, 2 weeks later. We hear the word, we reconcile ourselves with God. And Holy Spirit, according to the Bible, is the mediator. I think during our class, we have learned that. Holy Spirit is the middle person. He's trying to reconcile us with God, talking to God on our behalf, talking to the Father, say, oh, please accept your son. Please, he's weak, I'll help him. Please accept him. He'll change. He'll change, please. And Holy Spirit also helping us say, hey, come on, you have to work harder. You have to push harder. You cannot be lazy anymore. You cannot believe in sin anymore. So Holy Spirit is the mediator. Wow, bring these two parts together, God and us. So more and more we have peace. So what is the application of this, brother and sister? Look at 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Violet, can you read for us, please? 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Thank you. Here tells us, our Lord Jesus Christ will speak for us. He is the mediator. He is going to bring peace for us. So Holy Spirit is so wonderful. He's always on our side helping us. Now, another application I want to share with you is we can learn from the dove. Dove can bring message. In the ancient past, that when there's no email, there's no even post office, official, how did the people send letters across the land? Communication pigeon, right? They'll bind small pieces of writing, bind on the feet of the dove, and then send it to somewhere that are hundreds of kilometers away. The dove will send a message to them. Place that it should go. This is the characteristic of a dove. Even when Noah was in the ark, he sent it out. He sent a dove out to check the waters. And the doves check the water and come back faithfully. So Holy Spirit bring us the message. Let's turn to John 15, 26. John 15, 26. George, can you read for us loud, please? Okay, thank you. Here tell us the counselor, which is the Holy Spirit, will send message, will testify about Lord Jesus Christ. Today, how do we know Jesus Christ is the true God? It's God himself. He's the Savior. How do we know? Who bring the message? Who is the one who bring the message? Here Jesus said, the counselor will testify for me. He'll bring the message. Just like a dove. Send him, go. Bring the message. This is the wonderful about Holy Spirit. So today, how do we know we are the true church? Brother and sister, be strong in our faith. We have to be rooted. We have to know we are the true church. Why? Because we have this precious Holy Spirit. He is the messenger to tell us, to confirm the gospel is true. This is the true church. So what is the application, brothers, sisters? Holy Spirit is the messenger. Today, we also have to learn to be the messenger of God. We also have to spread the good news. Look at us, why we have to come here to receive training, NYTS, PMVP, MVP, GP, so many programs. Who can tell me what is the bottom line? What is the ultimate goal? Anyone can tell me? We come to learn so much. What is the purpose? What God wants us to do? Anyone? Please. Bright, what do you think? Bright, you're bright, right? Yes, what do you think? Why we should come to learn all this thing? Besides spiritual cultivation, draw close to God, repent, everything, yes. Try anything, no harm. Spiritual cultivation, very good. After we cultivate it, what should we do? Isaac, please, you are my clan, Toronto. Yes, preach and spread the gospel. Brother and sister, please write it down. We don't just come here for cultivation. Cultivation is very important. It's the first step. Reconcile ourselves with God. But years after years, we are not just repent and repent every year, right? Maybe the year one, you come here. We come here, we repent. We throw away all the internet, all the bad things, bad habits, right? But second year, come to repent again. No, I think we just repent 1 year is enough, right? Unless when we go back, still go back to the well. I hope that is not the case. But why are we learning all this program? Because God wants to train us to preach the gospel, to bring someone to Christ. Let me ask you one question, brother and sister. In the past year, who have successfully bring one soul to Christ? Raise your hand. Yeah, to get baptized, to in the past year, who has successfully bring one soul to Christ? Raise your hand. Okay, let's talk about last year. Okay, in your past, have you ever bring one person to Christ? It's okay. If you did, raise your hand. Let me see how many. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Good. But the majority of us had brought nothing yet. Imagine a tree occupying the ground after 20 years, 30 years, still not bear even one fruit. I know a brother who have a very big fig tree at the house. Very big fig tree. And when the other brother and sister go to visit him, other people will ask, wow, your fig tree is so nice. Can we cut some branches? And I also want to plant this in my house because the fig every year is so sweet, so beautiful. And then what happened? Okay, the brother said, no problem. Okay, cut you some branches, go home. I also went there once. And he said, okay, preacher, give you one branch. I said, oh, but I don't know how to farm anything. I said, no problem, very easy. You just put it on the ground. Basically, it will grow. So I, okay, no harm, I try. I'm not a good farmer. I don't know how to do agriculture, but I'll just do it. But I plug it on the ground. The first week, I see nothing. Right? First month, I see nothing. Even first 6 months, I see nothing. After first year, I see nothing. I said, what happened to my little fig tree? Why, there's nothing going out. And I decided, I look at it, wow, it's rotten. The root didn't spread. Of course, there's no fruit. So what did I do? My wife said, remove it. It's ugly there. No fruit. A piece of stick. And a stick. I stand here every day, look at it. No leaf, no fruit. For what? Throw it away. Okay, throw it away. But another brother, cut the branch, go home, take care of it very nice in the pot. After 1 year, it grows so tall, the leaf is there. And he showed me, there's one fruit there, so little, like a baby. And he's so happy. He said, I'm going to move to a big house. I'll put it in the garden. I'm sure it will grow bigger, more fruit. I'll give him more soil. And then he'll bear more fruit. Now, today, look at us. Jesus gave us so much nutrition, brother and sister. For the past 20, 30 years, We've been educated in RE classes, listen to all this teaching, right? We have to, we come to NYTS, now so many programs, GP, PME, PMEP. So many nutrition already inside us. But have we bear even one fruit? Of course, sometimes we try. We have not been successful. But it's okay, we keep trying. Don't lose heart. But why sometimes we are not successful in preaching? Maybe we have not done enough. Right? We think that our people reject us, so we don't talk. Now, there was a brother who came to NYTS. At the end of the day, also like this time, the preacher encouraged them. Now, every brother and sister, when you go home, the goal of this year is to bring one person to Christ. To just bring one person. Of course, this is a goal. Whether it's successful or not, it's up to God, right? But you have to try. We have to try very hard. So that brother, he listened this sentence into his heart. He said, oh yes, this year, before next year I come to NYTS, I have to bring one person to Christ. And what did he do? Every day in his prayer, he didn't pray for his career, he didn't pray for what other thing else. Every day he prayed, oh please, Jesus, please help me to bring one person to you. I know there are so many lost sheep out there. There must be someone. There must be. So every day he prayed. He was a, what? Physical trainer, gym instructor, every day, help people to build muscle. Right. So he's pray. What should I do? How can I preach? One day, one of the clients, you know, when a physical trainer, when you build muscle, you seldom you talk Jesus. But he didn't pray. Oh, train. Afterward, talk about Jesus, talk about church. Why don't you come to our church, check it out? Right, it's good. Our church is very good. Guess what happened? The client came to the church and get interested, understand the truth, and get baptized. And then after that 1 year, he came back, he testified, really, if every day I pray about it, if every chance, if I have opportunity, I testify about it, God will work. Even though maybe not this year, next year, we have to bear fruit, we have to bring the message. So we have learned so much here. It's not for the sake of passing the test. Is for us to preach, to share the gospel wherever we go. Just invite people to come to church. If you don't know how to preach, if you don't know how to talk about the deep doctrine, doesn't matter. Just tell people, come to church. And of course, be nice to people so that when you invite them, they will really admire you. Oh yeah, you're a good person. I'll go to the church to see. Even though if they don't believe, doesn't matter. But we have to try our best. We have to bring the message like a dove. Jesus wants to send us. Jesus gave us Holy Spirit already. We can do it. Don't lose heart. We just keep praying. So let's all come out and pray together. We ask the Lord to guide our whole day Sabbath too and fill us with His Spirit so that we always go home and always bring the message out. Let's come out.